Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of The Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We have major, major news on this November 6th, ladies and gentlemen. Unprecedented, but not surprising to many, many people. The New York Giants did absolutely nothing at the NFL trading deadline. Can you believe that? They didn't do
thing. I really thought that at least they'd try to get like egg salad for peanut butter and jelly during the trades.
They stood pat. No, I'm kidding, of course. It's a new day, a new president, unprecedented political comeback, Donald J. Trump. Really, early on, the signs were there that he was going to win. It was going to be a close election, and he won. And in places like Florida, he won handily, and upped his margins all over the country. I did not see that one coming, but then again, I saw it coming a little more than the last time when nobody really saw it coming, and that was pretty upsetting.
When you tuned in, what time did you tune in to like the wall-to-wall coverage?
Like, 2 p.m.
You started that early? Because I started at like 7, and the minute I turned it on, I felt the vibe that it was almost over before it began. I don't know what it was.
The exit polling was showing interesting things, and of course down here, I saw it. I didn't see it like – there are little things that I thought. That, for example, in the very red state of Florida, which is no longer a swing state, is now a red state, not the same amount of swag and bumper stickers and T-shirts that were displayed in 20 or certainly in 16. But then, you know, in order for him to win like he won, he had to break with young men, they said. He had to break with women voters who were not voting about reproductive rights. That wasn't the big thing. And there he is. I will tell you that if it was back in the Hillary Clinton era, I would have been, what the hell's going on? I don't feel that way anymore. And I think it's really, really important now for all of us. And I felt this way no matter what, to come together, and I come together by saying, you know, to people that disagree with me politically, like our executive producer, Josh Rocha, congratulations. Mm-hmm. You stuck with your candidate through thick and thin, and the desire for people that supported Donald Trump to win was, in my opinion, quite overwhelming.
Yeah.
And it showed. I don't think we ever asked you, Josh, if you felt confident. We didn't. We didn't even touch on it, whether you felt confident before, you know, the election results started coming in. Did you sense this was coming yourself? I'm curious about that.
Yeah, I sensed it was coming because I was noticing more as I traveled in other states outside of Florida.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And
didn't you vote in every state that you drove through?
Well, why do you think I'm in Utah?
That's right.
But I sensed it coming, but also with nervousness yesterday, because I think the important thing for the country is one that it's over and we can move forward.
I think there's a lot of that. I think the fact that you're not seeing the hand wringing from Democrats as much as you might think is because everybody is relieved. And I think everybody wants to take a break from all of it right now.
You're right.
And I think him winning the popular vote was a big surprise, but that also helps calm down some people.
For me, it was initially when I saw the results, being a Democrat and being a Kamala Harris voter, it was a similar feeling to 2016.
Yeah.
But at the same time, not nearly as surprising. And knowing how divided we are, and but really not as divided as we have been. There are more people that think like Josh does that voted than there are that think like I do. And you have to look. I'm not doing this because I'm soft. I'm not doing this because I don't care passionately about the country and the future of the country. I'm doing this because I think it's the right thing to do. And the right thing to do is shut the F up, let things play out, and the next time there's an election, support your candidates again. Because you know what? They have them every 2 years, and that's the way it goes. But I will say that the feeling of, first of all, I don't believe in the steal at all. It's complete BS. And it would be like if I came, how would you feel as a Trump supporter if I said they stole it? You'd feel, oh, that's ridiculous. That's the way we felt in 2020 when Biden won. At the same time, I say to myself, and I'd love your thoughts on this, the feeling of aggrievement at the 2020 results, the feeling of bitterness, of we were wronged in some way.
Yeah.
That was there, right, Josh? I mean, that was pretty powerful, I think.
2020, yeah. 2020, we were hurt. We felt like things, that's what Trump always gets in trouble for, because he uses the word stolen election, and it was stolen. And I think the majority of his supporters don't feel it was stolen, but feel things were rigged against them.
Yeah. And I think that really one of the things that that I've had enough of, if I can do a little analysis of my own party here. Thank you, Jesus, for my text messages going away. And
yes,
to the Democratic Party. And I guess this happened on your team too, Josh, where you get the text.
DeSantis, Trump, whoever else. Yes.
It was just constant. And it was the drumbeat. And,
the good news is, Mike, now that the texts are over, you can get Mrs. Waltz's ginger snap recipe for a fraction of the price that they were selling it for before the election. You want to make a hot dish? They'll send you that recipe free.
Absolutely.
Free of charge.
100%. I do think that Kamala Harris ran a flawless campaign. I do.
Yeah.
I think she ran a flawless campaign. And it didn't matter. It didn't matter with the mood of the country, and it certainly didn't matter with the economics of the country. I think, and I'm throwing all these out because I don't fully understand it, and I think it's time for me to try to understand it a little bit better. And let me throw this out. I believe that on the right, there's also a feeling of, what's the word I want to use here? I want to choose my words carefully.
Yeah.
There's a feeling of you look at liberals and Democrats as behaving like they are holier than thou and behaving like they are superior in some way and kind of looking down at a lot of people. And I think a lot of people feel that. Would that be something that would be accurate in your view?
I think there's definitely a little bit of the Trump is for the people and Kamala. Look at all the celebrities she's dragging out. It looks more like a P. Diddy party than my home.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rob. Sorry.
I got the feeling that, you know, obviously we're divided and we're divided straight down the middle, but the people that love Trump love him more innately than the people that were supporting Kamala. They
100%.
Have, it seems like they're more, Kamala was, I mean, I don't mean this in the way of like a woman being sexy. It was a sexy campaign. She had all the celebrities.
Yep.
It was young. It was exciting. They had the Saturday Night Live contingent this weekend, which was a big deal.
Right.
And it was a fun, glitzy campaign, but I don't think that's what you need to bring in everybody. And also, I'm surprised she didn't win. Did you know that in all 50 states, women can vote now? I was watching ABC and they said this. I said, what?
Because I am on the left, I watch MSNBC. That's my source of news when it's election coverage. I gotta say, absolute tip of the hat to Steve Kornacki, who, I mean, nailed it early on. Early on to my chagrin. Early on to piss me off, where I'm like, no, oh, that's BS, man. And when I first tuned into him, I'm like, okay, it's not as bad as CNN, but they all knew. And it was in the data, data. I thought the coverage of the election was really well done.
I think
the election itself is like, how can we still not be able to get the results immediately? I still can't wrap my head around
because
that.
Because you're
and it's
still doing paper ballots.
It's
they
ridiculous.
Still need to be counted. And you know what? As much as I love early voting and mail-in voting, that slows the process too.
Well,
but I'm not going to say that, you know, we shouldn't do it because it slows the process, because it means more participation.
But that's something where they need to look at what Florida's doing, because Florida had 95% in by 9 o'clock.
100%. Bam. It was right there.
Elected Trump last Wednesday.
Don't try to get an abortion in Florida, but man, they had it. They had it nailed in the election thing. Don't try to smoke weed in Florida. They voted that one down too. Well, they didn't vote it down. In the case of smoking weed and the abortion question, the legislature down here came up with a brilliant idea that if you disagree with me, even if you're in the majority, you have to have a big majority. And that's what they did. So that's how that worked.
How are how do they weigh in on fetuses smoking weed? Is that acceptable?
I feel as though this is how I feel right now. I have always been a poll watcher, a political junkie. I am now, I've always been interested in the inauguration. I've always been interested in politics. This is where the win from the Republican Party is so significant.
Mm-hmm.
They have taken a guy like me, and I have, this is a sea change for my attitude. This is a sea change for me as far as putting it all out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be rolling down to Happy Valley today, and I am going to live 5 hours of S eating.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the way it goes. That I have no problem with. What I do have a problem with is feeling good about it, really excited, and my party being so out of touch with what was really happening again that they haven't gotten it right. And they haven't gotten it right about how to sell their message, and it sucks. I still agree with their principles. I still worry about the future now with things like Social Security, Medicare, entitlement programs, which are in grave danger right now. I think if we'll see what happens. I also feel as though many Trump supporters, I think Josh said it himself, you didn't love the candidate, but you liked the ideas that the candidate was representing, and you felt aggrieved in 2020. You tell me if I'm right or wrong about that.
No, I think you're right. I think a lot of us look past the how Trump acts sometimes, and especially how he tweets and looks at the policies and looks at the smart people around him and hope for a great government coming out of that.
Do you think, is there any part of you that, I said this to my family this morning, I said there's an old adage that I think can apply occasionally, be careful what you wish for.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, do you think in the back of your mind, getting elected is one thing, governing is another thing, and do you think that I wonder if the old feeling in the Trump supporting camp of he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue applies to governing as well, or do you feel as a Trump supporter that there's now a mandate and put up or shut up? Do you feel that way?
I think right now, it looks like the House and Senate are also leaning Republican from this.
Mm-hmm. So yes, they are.
You better do what you said. You better fix the economy and clean things up, because you've got no excuses now.
I agree.
Have one thought about that, is that he is, you know, running on a split 8 years. He had 4 years off in between. He can't run again. So this is going into it a lame duck presidency. And he can toe the line for the first 2 years. But what I'm concerned about is, and I think this is not native to Trump, I think this would be anybody. If you've got, after those midterms in 26, if you've got 2 years as president where you have no chance to even think about being reelected, because it's in the Constitution you can't be reelected, he might go crazy. We'll see what happens. But he has no one to answer to in those last 2 years.
America, in my opinion, has demonstrated beyond a shadow of a doubt that the type of personality is really what they want is they want someone who's a prick. I mean, that's the only way I can describe it.
I don't know if it's a prick.
No, they don't care that he brags. They don't care that he has this just incredible track record of things that he has done, whether it be sexual assault, whether it be litigation, whether it be, they don't care, because they feel, and once again, Josh, I'm putting a lot of weight on you now, because you're what I've got and you're who I'm talking to. A lot of the attitudes, we don't care. We just think he's going to get it done. And we think the country is broken enough where we need to make some changes, and we could give a rat's ass about all that other stuff. I think America's spoken loudly with that.
Yeah,
in my opinion,
I think you got to roll.
Hold on, let me have Josh. Okay. Let me, I want to hear what Josh has to say about that.
I think there is a little bit of that. I think there's also, when you look at how polls were wrong and stuff, there's also a lot of Trump supporters felt like, I can't speak out. I need to stay quiet. And this guy can go out there and speak for me.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think the win for those people is a kind of a statement win of I don't need to be quiet anymore. That the majority of the country seems to agree with me on some things.
And you got to go with that. And I mean, the turnout was overwhelming. And and that's it. You were going to say something, Rob, before I cut you off.
I think you know, it was my fault. I interrupted. I think we got to roll back a little bit on him being a prick, even though it may be true. It's not anything we can quantify and prove.
I think I could say that to my Republican friends, and they would high five me and say, "Yeah, but he's going to get stuff done." There's acknowledgement of the man's character by people that voted for him.
But I think how 100%. They might. I would think, and if I was his supporter, I might do this too. And in the last 20 years or so.
But what do you mean by rollback of the.
Because I think it's a little less of him being a prick as a perception. I think a lot of his supporters see him as, quote unquote, a winner. He goes out.
That's absolutely true. Yeah.
And because of that.
Now more than ever. Now he will go to his grave with that legacy. He will. He has it. And he also will be able to, as far as his legal troubles. He won.
Goodbye. Yeah.
That's gone. Right.
He's a winner. And in the past 20 or 30 years, we have gotten not just divisive, but also a need, almost like in ourselves, a need to have a clear winner and loser in every situation. There's less gray anymore. You need to choose somebody who's the winner and who is the loser.
I'm going to make a statement.
They're
going to
go with
him
because he's the winner. I think that's what the case is.
You mean the supporters? They didn't know that until last night, but and he's not able to run again. But I'm going to say this. I plan on the next 2 years shutting the F up. I really do. I plan on just sitting by and seeing what's going to happen.
So I'm going to get my resume ready, because, Mike, we need you to talk.
I really, really, you know, unless there's something amazingly egregious that happens.
Right.
I don't worry about the ability of any one elected official, including the President of the United States, to do what some people trying to get elected have said he can do.
Right.
So I think that the very system of government, there are plenty of Democrats that won last night. There are plenty of Democrats who became governors last night, who held Senate seats last night, who held congressional seats. There are plenty of states in the union that voted for Kamala Harris. But this was a landslide victory of red states for Donald Trump. And now it is, I remember reading that thing yesterday. If you have somebody that is a Kamala Harris supporter like me, to walk over and say, "Are you okay?" If somebody came up and said that to me, I said, "I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm fine." And I think that it's time for people like me to chill, to take a chill pill. And that's what you earn when you get a resounding victory like that, where I'm not going to be nearly as and I'm not going to give up. I don't want people to get pissed off at that.
Right.
But the fact is, all you people that might bitch about this, they effed it. They had an opportunity and they didn't get their people out. Period.
Right.
There are plenty of people, including the last minute Hispanic population, who demonstrated. That comment made at that Madison Square Garden rally didn't matter at all. And I know many people in the Hispanic community down here, and it doesn't matter. You know what matters to them? What matters to them is, where's the job? How hard, how hard do I have to look for that job? And what can I do to make my life better? Financially, economically. That's the truth. And they believe, beyond a shadow of a doubt, in many of these towns that, you know, that was, they wanted to tell you that, oh, Tony Hinchcliffe made a comment about that. I thought it was a sucky thing to say.
Sure.
I was against it. I was totally against it, but it didn't matter. It didn't matter one little bit. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter. And what you say about minorities and what you say about women, it doesn't matter if you think this guy is going to right the ship and make America great again, like he puts on his hats.
Yeah. And I think I've said on here before that a lot of Trump supporters understand him as a comedian, and how he speaks in exaggerations and such. Like a comedian would, like the dictator on day one comment about some policies he was going to make on day one. And I think the media will sometimes take those comments and spin them as policy, and take the comments from Tony Hinchcliffe and not say that there's a comedian that made this joke, but say that a speaker spoke and made this policy.
Right. And they did that at the very beginning, too, before it got more widely reported. Let me ask you this. Trump is not known.
How's that?
As a gracious guy. And this is a mandate election. This is a landslide election. This guy could. Is there any possibility that he will show any grace, in your opinion, or any idea of saying, look, it's time to really
I think he
put
will.
It to bed?
And I think, because I heard a lot of people close to him talk about how the first assassination affected him and his process and his thought process and his thoughts for the country and just the type of person he is becoming, that affected him. So I am hopeful that, yes, he comes in with that gracious attitude of, let's all come together.
I don't
think that will happen, but I will say this.
I think he's still going to refer to them as fake news.
Yeah.
He's not going to give that up.
Right.
But I think, in general, I don't think it's going to be
the coverage on the left wing, the alleged left wing. MSNBC is left wing.
Yeah.
The coverage was as balanced and fair toward Trump as anything I've ever seen. It was facts. It was all the facts.
I was bouncing
between
all the networks last night and in this town, 4, 5, 7, and 9, and they all were fair. All
did
the networks
you both
were fair.
as I did you both get the sense before it all came down that the Trump camp was feeling bitter and the Harris camp was feeling almost euphoric about the prospects for last night? I did. I felt like there was not a chance. I felt that I did. We made the same stupid effing mistake we made before. And suddenly there's this lack of awareness where you just don't see it coming. I didn't see it coming. Did you see it coming, Rob?
I thought there was a chance. I did not think it would turn out last night, and I am disappointed, but I will say this to what you were saying earlier.
No, but what did you really think?
I thought that she had it sewn up until I turned the TV on and saw
the
signs.
Well, that's everybody. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, but early on.
So before that, I thought, you know, they were saying, hey, we're feeling good about this.
Yeah.
Who are the dipshits that do that, by the way? You know,
feeling good about it?
And then, of course, they backpedal, and it's like, well, we thought it was going to be close, and it's close. It wasn't close. It wasn't close.
There were some states that were close, but it was not close. I mean, it wasn't, they can spin it anyway.
Did you feel a sense of dread yesterday about your guy?
I thought it was going to be extremely close, and I thought we were going to get the Electoral College. I felt positive going into it, but I thought it was going to be very close.
Okay.
Which would have caused outrage on the losing side and back and forth. So I'm glad it was a decisive win. So hopefully we can move forward faster. I was watching Morning Joe this morning, and I thought they handled it really well.
Yeah.
Forward.
If I can just say this, I'm sorry, but that's what Democrats do. Democrats, and this is probably going to lose you more. Like, hold on. Let me finish. Please, interrupto. I want to say this. Democrats are really good at losing. Sorry, folks.
Lots
you
of practice.
Are. You're really good at losing. You're good losers. And I still don't mind that being a gracious loser. Yeah. I really don't. I think that's the way I was raised to be. On the other team, well, we saw the grace in losing there. And you know what? Look what they did. They were aggrieved. They were pissed off. And they waited 4 years, and they showed the Democrats, and they did. Now, do I think I'll change? No, I don't. And I don't want my kid, who went to bed crying last night because he's surrounded by people who support Donald Trump and was getting some crap for it, but only in a vague way. But he was upset. And, you know, between the Red Sox, the Giants, and the effing election, I told him he could get the electric scooter for Christmas. I already told him that because I wanted him to feel better.
He's earned it. You know,
in this house.
When all is said and done, Mike, there has been people that have said that this will be the end of democracy. I think that is way, way over the top.
Right.
Frank Sinatra once described democracy as a wonderful broken system. Mm-hmm. And I love it that it's imperfect. This is our system. We've done this for 250 years. And if America picks a certain candidate, regardless, that's our president. And we need to accept that, and there should be a peaceful transfer of power. And I
got
love
cuffed on the back of the head back in the day at the kitchen breakfast table when I called Nixon an a-hole, and my dad came up and went boom like that. He's the president. He points at me. He says he's the president of the United States. You don't have to like him, but you have to respect the office. And in a weird way, I'm going to piss so many people off right now.
How?
In a weird way,
yeah.
And I'm thinking this right now, and I you know what? I don't want to get.
Is this a tired thought?
What I don't, I actually went to sleep at 10:30. Then I got up again. Then I went to sleep again. Then I got up again. I got a lot more sleep than I did in 2016. I have to say, in a strange way, I believe this may be the only outcome that has the chance to bring people together, and let me tell you why I think. Well, okay. I'm going to piss the Democrats off and the Republicans off.
Attaboy.
Because the Democrats can handle it, and the Democrats can handle it and move forward quickly, and we can get back on track. And then there'll be another election, and there's not going to be another Trump. There's not. I mean, there are going to be people that are going to try to be heir apparent. There will never be.
No, you can't.
It won't happen. So we go back to this, and as Josh said, now if you've got control, you know, put up or shut up. Let's see what happens. So I think in that regard, and I'm just talking about moving forward, transition of power, bingo, in a way, it's better that it happens this way because we can handle it, whereas God knows what would have happened if Kamala Harris won. I hate to say that because...
Well, it's blessing that we don't have to worry about it. You know,
but Josh, I also have to say, I don't think Trump supporters, I think they should be mindful of the way people like Morning Joe and the way people are handling it, the way I'm handling it right now, because, you know, I know winning is important, but it is not, in my opinion, the only thing. Mm-hmm. The thing that's really important to me is the good of the country. And I still love this country. I do. I love this country. And I'm very disappointed, but at the same time, I don't have any doubts that this country is going to continue to move forward and hopefully continue to do well, regardless of who's in the
Two questions office. For you, Mike. Do you think that in the next election, which would be, what, 2028?
Well, 2022. Midterm election in
2026 for the midterm.
2026. I'm sorry. I keep saying 2022.
Trying to talk
I'm exhausted.
About the,
sorry.
I know.
Tired.
From 30 nights.
And I'm not exhausted from the election. I'm exhausted from what I'll talk about later in the show. My manly day of work.
Two questions.
Manual labor.
In the next presidential election, do you think the Democrats will put Kamala up again?
No.
Okay. That's good. And also, now that...
I mean, she might run, but I don't think there'll be a primary and everything else.
Okay, all right. And the other thing is, you're sort of one of the most enthusiastic Democrats I know. When are we going to have the insurrection? What day works for you?
You know what? This one. And really, kudos to the people that, hung in there and really got... pissed. I don't. I've always said, you show me somebody. You show me the most important thing to a Republican, and I will tell you it's winning.
Yeah.
And Trump understands that more than any
like
other
I said,
candidate.
Mike, he's a winner. He's
can I just
a winner.
Say for my fellow Democrats out there? Can I just throw one dart?
Yeah.
I wasn't planning on it, but man, I can't stand Don Jr. Sorry, I can't stand Don Jr.
I
with
think
his
the whole
straight
family.
Teeth.
Yeah,
I really, yes,
can,
go ahead,
I
Josh.
I agree with you. No,
oh,
I agree
good.
With you.
Okay, yeah, because that's good. That comforts me in
dad,
a small way.
His dad at least did all this business work and really built this empire. Don Jr.
Regardless of what you think the empire is made of, he's the brand. He's the brand, and then you get the little, and by the way, I do think maybe sometimes he's coked up when I look at him.
Sometimes
he looks like something's going on there. But anyway, that's the only, thank you. That gives me a level of comfort. And you talk to a lot of people that feel the way you do. Do you feel the? No, you're a supporter, so now I'm going to let you enjoy it because it's not up to feel the pressure of it, but you do understand that now we have to wait and see, and it's a short time,
it's
guys.
It's
a short time. It
is.
Really is, and I hope that in the long run things can work out, and like all elections, they are fleeting, and it doesn't really mean that it's etched in stone. I'm going to tell you what I don't believe. Right. I don't believe that this is going to be a dictatorship. I do not believe, do I think the Supreme Court? I think generationally that changes the Supreme Court. I think the Supreme Court will be conservative till long after I'm gone. I believe that. That's
like
just the way it is.
18 weeks.
15, 18 weeks. That's gone. It is.
Yeah. You're right.
That's gone.
You're right.
And, And you have to realize why you weren't – Democrats have to think why they weren't able to do it, why they weren't able to get their vote out. And they have to do some soul searching again.
Yep.
It's happened before, and we'll wait and see what happens. But I think it's time to move on. And I feel with all of my partisanship, I feel an enormous sense of relief that, you know, we don't have to have this BS back and forth again. And to the Trump people, you know, go forward with just try to find what you have trouble finding. Find a little grace and dignity in this if you get a chance to, okay? Mm-hmm. Because it'll make people like me feel better, and it'll soften, you know, the blow. We are all Americans, and, yeah. You know, we are not the enemy from within, as Trump likes to say.
No, I think that's what you'll find is a lot of grace and Trump supporters just ready to move on and not argue about winning or losing, because it also makes, like, for me, it makes me feel like I'm not crazy, that I'm not the only one that saw this and thought that Trump was the way out.
Well, let's okay. not go crazy.
So,
yeah, entirely. I don't think you're crazy at all. We got to take a break. We will come back with the round table, and later on in the show, I will lay down on you my manly day from yesterday and Carla's desire to have something at the live show that will embarrass me. But then again, I'm down today anyway, so go ahead.
Is she going to take a lover?
kick the crap out of me. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They scour the globe for original handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Somehow, they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. What did you get, Josh?
I got a nice drinking glass of Oriole Park at Camden Yards, a nice drawing of the stadium on it, along with the city skyline.
Way to go. Congratulations on your drawing. Many of the handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. With every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back a dollar to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. That's uncommongoods.com/TMOS for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's a bit of a chill in the air. Autumn is here, and with Legacy Box, you can cozy up and watch something special this fall. Your family's home movies. Legacy Box is the simple and safe solution for digitizing all your family's precious memories. By going to legacybox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 55% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. The process is easy. Send in your Legacy Box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. Their team professionally digitizes everything by hand right in the USA. You'll get it back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your original. Legacy Box digitizes over 15 different types of analog media. So, whatever it is, they've got you covered. After 10 years in business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer. They've helped over 1 million families relive their wedding days, babies' first steps, and even great moments from radio host Mike sneaking into the High Rollers slot lounge for free drinks.
Oh, Mike.
And, of course, my pouting last night at about 12 midnight.
Let's
go to Legacy Box.
The pouting, Mike.
Yeah, Carla videoed it. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get an incredible 55% off. Buy today, send it in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. Legacybox.com/TMOS, ladies and gentlemen.
Tidbits.
Donald Trump has been elected the 47th
what?
President of the United States in an extraordinary comeback for a former president who refused to accept defeat 4 years ago, sparked a violent insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, was convicted of felony charges, and survived two assassination attempts. Despite major losses for Democrats in the Senate and White House, the party's central campaign issue surrounding protecting reproductive rights fared much better across the country as abortion rights advocates won on measures in seven states. The last state to pass such a measure by early Wednesday was Montana, where abortion rights advocates pushed to enshrine abortion rights until fetal viability into the state constitution as a safeguard against future rollbacks. Though there's no defined time frame, doctors say viability is sometime after 21 weeks. And I believe that some exit polling, some polling in general, indicated that people, even voting for Trump, voted for that type of stuff. So we'll have to wait and see how it all shakes loose.
My doctor told me I'm no longer viable.
You haven't been viable for a number of years.
Exactly. So you can take me
and
out
neither
of
have
time.
I. Here is a surprise. I didn't even know this, that what? So many elderly celebrities are kicking. Look, we're living longer as a society.
Yeah, we
elected a 78-year-old president, and he's going to be the oldest president in office. And, this is following the other oldest president in office. Yep. A surprising number of celebrities are still kicking well into their 90s. I have all 18, and I'm sharing all of them for you because they're all big names.
I have to be careful if I comment, because if they die, it's going to be my fault.
I think I'll go in order of youngest to oldest. All right, here we go.
Youngest, oldest celebrity.
Yeah, youngest 90-year-old celebrity to the oldest, and I'll start with Shirley MacLaine. She is 90. Her birthday is on April 24th. Shirley Jones, another Shirley from the Partridge Family.
Still doable.
She is 90. Birthday is March 31st. Yoko Ono is 91. Her birthday is February 18th.
And
write these down if you want to send cards and letters.
Lovely
everybody.
Singer, yes.
Somebody that I got a chance to meet, Tippi Hedren from the Byrds.
Oh, and, very hot in the day.
Marnie. I met her in her 70s, and she
probably
was still lovely.
Good looking, yeah.
94, her birthday is January 19th. Carol Burnett is 90. Joan Collins is 90.
Boo, Joan Collins, never good.
William Daniels, he was on St. Elsewhere, and of course in Robin, my favorite musical, 1776.
And the voice of Kit in...
The Knight Rider. He's 97.
Good Lord.
Sit down, John. There you are. I'm William Daniels. I do impressions of everybody who's almost 100 years old because I'm elderly. There you go. There you are. William Daniels.
You're not going to do Carol Burnett?
Saint Elsewhere, yeah.
Oh, that's a winner right there.
Thank you. I'll do all the ones that I can do.
Okay.
Rita Moreno is 92.
Oh, you know what? I'm tired of her. She's been screaming how old she is forever. You
Barbara,
know what?
I Dream of Jeannie Eden is 92. I'll do that. Yes, master. Yes, master.
And there I can are. Answer that with, hey, Jeannie.
Hey, Jeannie. That's Larry Hagman. Hey, come on, Jeannie. It's naked day. I'm going to walk around the house naked, Jeannie.
There you go.
Michael Caine is 90. He's 90 years old.
I wouldn't
old.
Have guessed that.
Michael Caine. Bippity boppity boo.
Such big glasses.
Willie Nelson. All right. If you had not have fallen, angels flying too close to the ground. On the road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. Your election's over, and we're all licking wounds down here in O'Maryland.
Willie, do you love women?
Do you want me to do...
I don't know.
Willie Nelson doing Trump?
Yeah, I think so.
I love women.
I'm sorry.
William Shatner. William Shatner's 93.
Oh, Denny Crane.
Spock. Robert Duvall. He laughs. He does. He of the downward smile.
Yeah.
He's 93. Gene Hackman, 94. Dick Van Dyke is 98 years old. Clint Eastwood is 94, and Mel Brooks is 98. There's not a small name on that list. They've been around a long time, baby.
Do you think now that Clint is a little older, he's still talking to chairs?
I know what you're thinking.
I know what you're thinking. Does this gun have 16?
Well, we wish them all well. We wish them
sure. It turns out Taylor Swift's brother is just as good to her fans as she is.
Is this during the
Tom Swift. Oliver, no, that's Twist.
Oliver Twist.
Who the F is Tom Swift?
I think he was like a kid's novel, like a Hardy Boys guy, but he was a science guy.
Yeah. Tom Swift, during the Eras Tour in Indianapolis on Sunday, a young woman dressed in a full Travis Kelce football uniform tried to get Travis's attention. She's a fan, but she was wearing a helmet, which was apparently against the rules of either the venue or the tour, so a security guard was going to kick her out. That's when Taylor's brother, Austin, swooped in, de-escalated the situation, and saved her from being booted. He told the guard, quote, "Let's not put hands on people." I don't know why I made it sound
like
that. Is
that his
voice? I don't know why that is. I'm goofy tired.
I'm Austin Swift.
Let's not put hands on people. I turned him into Dice Clay. By the way, funny Dice clip where Dice is talking to Billy Joel.
Yes.
And Dice, now that's his voice all the time. Hey, right. Billy. How are you, Billy? Yeah, I'm a big fan.
And he gets one of the songs wrong, and Billy Joel says, "That's not a song that's on that I wrote."
Oh, it wasn't. I love that song. All right, there you go.
And he's wearing these giant
glasses. Huge
glasses,
right? Yeah, Billy Joel has got he's sort of a prick about that. If he goes to like a bar or a place where someone's playing piano, if they play one of his songs wrong, he'll go up and teach them how to play it.
Because
there's like some weird chords, and
you think that's dickish? I think that's super cool.
Well, it is, I guess, unless he makes you really look foolish, like you don't know how to do your job.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're up there like a trained kitten on the keyboard, I guess that would be bad. What were you gonna say, Josh?
Yeah, teaching the guy is cool. If he kicks him off and plays the song for him, that's a dick move.
Yeah, if he walks up on stage and goes, "No, no, 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 no,"
he says, "No, Uptown Girl."
Yes, sir.
She's been living in an Uptown world.
Let me see. Taylor's brother Austin also apologized to the fan, gave her some guitar picks, and said, quote, "You guys enjoy the concert. Have a great night. This is amazing, by the way. Have a great night." Good for him. Nice guy. Being nice. Celebrating. Just keeps getting better for the Kansas City Chiefs.
He probably could have done better than guitar picks. Yeah. That's not a very good giveaway.
What a time to be a Kansas City Chiefs fan. I mean, you get the referees. They like you. You win even the overtime games. You're all Republicans in Kansas. It's a good time to be alive in Kansas.
The NFL referees, Mike, people don't know this, they actually took Pennsylvania yesterday. So it's great. Good for them.
I love referees.
By the way, that will continue to be the impression, even though I'm going to shut up.
The president, yes.
You may not have known this, but your brain prefers live music to something pre-recorded. And that's not just my opinion. It's science.
Science?
A neurosurgeon who goes by Dr. Naz on Instagram. Why do I recognize that name? I think that, it's the rapper. Instagram.
You used to go to the urologist, Dr. Nads.
Dr. Nads.
He was a different doctor.
Right there. Yeah. By the way, I've got that coming.
Hey,
after
you know
we get back from Las Vegas, I got that. That's on the that's the week before Thanksgiving.
That's great. We'll make sure we get that on TikTok.
They're going to stuff me like a turkey. Dr. Naz on Instagram posted a video explaining why. He said, quote, "Live music will activate entire brain networks involving experiencing pleasure, processing emotions, and re-triggering memories of the past. The bigger the brain experience, especially in the emotional parts of your brain, the more deeply you will be struck or feeling immersed in the music." But why is live music so much more of a treat? Unpredictability. The rhythm, intensity, and speed of notes will be slightly different from what you'd hear on Spotify. That makes sense. That's why people go
to
concerts.
I totally buy into it. You know, the last few big concerts I've been to, I personally did not look into the set list because I wanted to be surprised.
There it is.
And it's a huge thing because if you see an artist you genuinely love and they launch into something that you kind of know that's coming, but you don't. It's fun. It's so fun, the recognition. And also, I think it's one of the reasons that people play music a little faster live. It's just, you know, their records are always a little faster when they're played live, and that also makes it exciting and unpredictable.
And your brain loves this because not knowing what's coming next is a treat, which
Yeah,
I think that's awesome.
That.
It really is. Let me see. Moving right along. Do I have two more? Do I have one?
You see, this is all live, Josh. This is a little surprise for you. This is exciting.
Okay.
This is not pre-recorded.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is worthwhile here. In a last-minute poll done this weekend, 28% of Americans said they didn't even care who won anymore. They just wanted the election to be over already. That is a factor as well.
That's
I think you
valid.
Have to take that into account, people that stayed home because it's just get it over with. Millennials, or people in their 30s and 40s, were the most likely to agree with that. 35% said they just wanted the election to be done. Hard to believe that many people don't really care, but a lot of people turned out too. 4% overall said they might call in sick today, partly to unwind and recover from the election chaos. Oh, boo-hoo.
I meant to do that, but here I am.
Nearly a third of them said they also, of course, this is my therapy. Talking about it is helpful to me.
Yeah.
A third of them said they also didn't want to get into election stuff with coworkers. They'd rather stay home and avoid the clatter. I'm broken that way. I'm looking forward to seeing my friends down at Happy Valley and taking their crap. I really am. Isn't that weird? Doesn't that make me an abnormal personality?
No,
it does.
Not at all.
That's broken. That's the broken part.
But it is a way we've all been broken for a long time, and it's something we bring on ourselves. You're probably in a pretty low spot right now. Not low enough to go to Fairfax Underground, but low enough to go face your friends.
Yeah. A separate poll done just before Election Day asked how people would feel if their candidate lost. 31% said devastated. 40% said disappointed. 17% said not sure, or they didn't have a favorite candidate. And 13% said they'd feel indifferent about it. I am in the 40%. Disappointed, far from devastated. Yeah. I looked at a little 11-year-old boy today. How can you be devastated when you've got that in your life? And this show and my life and my beautiful wife, I've got a lot going for me. So that's
when
the way
they asked you that answer, Mike, if you had to answer, would you have answered it like Kevin Kline in A Fish Called Wanda? Would you say, disappointed?
I had the moment. Everybody does. You have your moments, just like a football loss. It really is. Just like when one of your teams loses, you have that moment, and then it goes away rather quickly. It really does. The only problem with a presidential election, you got the inauguration, and then you got 4 years of looking at that orange. Anyway,
it's going to be a great inauguration.
I'm breaking my rule already. Shut up, Mike. Finally today, a New York man who turned a rescued squirrel into a social media star called Peanut is pleading with state authorities to return his beloved pet after they seized it during a raid that also yielded a raccoon named Fred. So he had two pets,
raccoons.
Peanut and Fred. Peanut the squirrel, Fred the raccoon. Multiple anonymous complaints about Peanut, also spelled P'Nut or P-N-U-T, brought at least six officers. What?
That would be Peanut.
What's the wrong? Are you hearing him clicking a little bit, Josh? Is that me that's hearing him? Or
I did hear that as well.
Yeah, something's wrong with your cable or something. Be careful.
Okay.
Don't jump around. That brought at least six officers from the State Department of Environmental Conservation to Mark Longo's home near the Pennsylvania border in rural Pine City on Wednesday. The DEC, that's the Department of Environmental Conservation, came to my house, says Mr. Longo, without a search warrant to find a squirrel. Longo is 34.
Yes.
He says, I was treated as if I was a drug dealer, and they were going for drugs and guns. The officers left with Peanut, who amassed hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram, TikTok, and other platforms during his 7 years with Longo. They also took Fred, the raccoon, a more recent addition to the family. There were a few tense moments when authorities couldn't find Peanut, but after Mr. Longo was subjected to a body cavity search, they found Peanut hiding between two pillows.
Oh, Peanut.
And that story, Mike,
is a
little old because they did euthanize Peanut.
Oh, that's right. I missed that.
I just liked
the two pillows when I saw it. I forgot that they'd, given Peanut a lethal injection. That's terrible. Peanut was healthy.
Peanut was a good moneymaker for the guy.
Yeah, but when you looked at the guy, it looked like he had a tail.
Peanut. We'll be right back, everybody.
Peanut.
Laundry is a lousy ritual. It's a drag. But our next sponsor has made the ritual of Laundry Day so much better. This podcast is powered by Laundry Sauce. Laundry Sauce created the world's best-smelling laundry detergent in simple-to-use, high-performance pods. Laundry Sauce has transformed doing laundry into a luxurious and exciting experience. So what's the secret sauce behind Laundry Sauce? They partnered with one of the top fragrance houses in the world, the same team behind many of your favorite designer scents, from Australian sandalwood, that's the one I just got, Egyptian rose. Egyptian rose.
I love Egyptian rose.
To Siberian pine. Laundry Day will never smell the same. When I first used the Siberian pine, Carla thought I changed colognes.
Look out.
The reviews are great. After using Laundry Sauce, Chuck said, my clothes and bad... I'm sorry.
What? Long just night.
Cut and paste. My clothes and bed smell good AF.
That's an actual quote, Mike.
Plus, if you aren't happy, send back your Laundry Sauce for a full refund. No questions asked. Come smell me in Vegas. I smell like ate the hard way. See, he didn't worry about the first part because he wanted to get to that part, which is very funny. Now is the time to elevate your laundry ritual with Laundry Sauce. Head to laundrysauce.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS at checkout for 15% off. That's the best offer you'll find, but you got to use our code TMOS for 15% off your order one last time. That's laundrysauce.com/TMOS, promo code TMOS for 15% off. Will you work on that on the plane? Just a little bit, please. Thank you.
Help me. It was perfect.
I'm dying. It was not. It was far from perfect. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Your laundry smells good AF.
You know what's not far from perfect?
What?
My garage.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to hear about it.
Yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, we will have a video enhancement to this story, and we will also have a still photo. Yesterday was Manly Day at the O'Mara Mansion, and I'm very, very happy to say that not only did I succeed in removing all 1,300,000 galvanized steel hurricane shutters from around my home, and it seemed like it was endless. It was endless. And why am I channeling Trump today? Because he won.
Well, Mike, he was all over the TV last night. Maybe that has something to do with
it. Such a drag. It was so much pain. I don't know what I was thinking when I thought moving my galvanized steel hurricane shutters to the shelf that hangs in my garage above the garage was a good idea, but it was a pain in the ass getting them up there, and it was an equally pain in the ass getting them down.
You didn't sell the shutters.
Oh, hold on. Skip ahead, Mr. Magoo. I haven't gotten to that yet.
Okay. I'm sorry. You talked about it yesterday, so it surprised me.
I know I talked about it yesterday, but I haven't gotten around. I'm just setting the whole thing up for you. That's what I did. Yes.
It sounded like you were telling us that you were struggling to get the shutters back into storage yesterday.
No. What I did was, that was initially where I put the shutters up above on the shelves. I yesterday took them down because first thing after the show was over, I rented a box truck.
Woo!
A 15-footer that I got at the U-Haul place. And by the way, the towing company that has the U-Haul franchise was the same towing company that towed my car when I wrecked it on I-75. And the lady is super cool, and I want to give her a shout-out. I think it's S&S Towing. You're very, very nice, and I always like dealing with you. She was
it
there.
It is
yesterday.
Such a small world. Think of that the same company was there.
It's a small world that sells cables or pops your microphone. Sounds like you dropped that in Liquid IV or anything before the show. I'm just curious about
No, Mike, it's exactly as it was.
Do you hear it when it does that?
Yeah.
It's not coming over to me, though. I'm not hearing any clicks
at all. There was definitely a little click and pop.
And don't say, of course, voice, Mike. I can't manufacture a problem at my house.
I don't know, but it's something
Mike,
with your cable.
Do you get a frequent card use for the U-Haul rental?
No, because it's the second time I've used it. I used it twice with a hurricane and now a third time. I hauled this stuff down from up above, around. It was on the backside of the house where we put up a couple of them when the hurricane hit, and then into the box truck. And then it was time for the poles. The aluminum poles, the 10,000 aluminum poles. And
Mike, before you move on to the poles, I have a question. Yes. When you picked up the truck, did you leave your car there or did you go with Carla?
Left my car there.
So you got to drive that truck home by yourself. Did it bring up any feelings of your bus driving days? Is it fun to be
No, not big enough. It's really a van with a big box on the back of it.
Okay.
And it's got 95,000 miles on it, so I'm just hoping the wheels don't fall off. Why did Josh get balloons?
What's that about?
I don't know.
Party in the tiny house.
So this thing, I will tell you, it was surprisingly efficient. However, with the poles, and Rob remembers this because he put up some of this crap.
Yes.
In my garage, with the poles came the pole pedestals I don't know what their material is. I don't think it's certainly not the same kind of aluminum that the poles are made out of. And it's a heavy, heavy pedestal with sharp pointed edges on it. And
almost, Mike, and I remember dealing with them, almost like they sharpen the edges. It is that sharp. You need heavy gloves to handle these or you'll lose a finger quick as you please.
Well, I will tell you this, that losing a finger was not the problem. But when they fell out of the box truck, when I got to the scrapyard, well, show the picture, Josh. This is the picture of the pedestal and what it did to me.
Oh,
no. That's my thigh, and it was bleeding pretty good.
Is that the whole picture, or can we see a little higher?
In Vegas.
Okay.
In Vegas when I come to your room before the show, and we do that pre-show ritual.
Always.
And now I think we also have a shot of me unloading the poles at the scrapyard yesterday, which was problematic as well.
No, I got a video of you driving to the scrapyard.
Oh, you have me drive. Oh, wait. Yeah, I had a 15-foot box truck, loaded the poles, loaded the galvanized steel. Thank you for reminding me, Josh. It's been a long day. This is a shot of me in Florida driving to the scrapyard in my 15-foot box truck, the U-Haul. Meanwhile, in Florida, there I go.
Mike, you were going too fast.
I was pushing it a little bit. I was pushing it just a wee bit. And so
did you just lay the pipes? I know they're about 8 feet tall, so if it was a 15-footer, you could probably just lay them down, right?
I fit everything in there, the hurricane shutters and the poles. And then my solution was, yesterday was trash day, so the recycling container, I said, well, that's a perfect solution to put the poles in. And I put every single pole into the recycling container and then rolled it out.
It's on wheels. It's like a
some of the poles were in the bedroom. Some of the poles were on the porch. Some of the poles were in the garage. And some of the poles, as you know, were here in this studio. And the lightweight poles, and I'm looking around. I always check to see if there were any extras. And the lightweight poles, when all of them were put into the recycling bin, became heavy poles. Yeah. And I found this out when I got my hernia trying to lift the poles into the back of the box truck when I saw two guys two houses down, and I said, excuse me, could you just take 1 second to help me load this up? And they said, sure. And then when they came in, they lifted up the big bin with my help, and we turned it with the opening side towards the back of the box truck, spilling all of the poles over the box truck. So it really sounded like I was a reindeer driving to the scrapyard yesterday.
Sounds great.
Did the neighbor ask why you have all these poles?
No, they were very cool. They were very cool. They kind of looked like they might have just gotten out of a correctional facility. So it was. There's a certain Josh. You know the type of dudes I'm talking about. You get them down here in Florida,
and they're just wandering in your neighborhood.
No, they were doing some kind of work. It looked like they were maybe doing some sort of junk work, retrieval,
some kind of work, or what they call in the business a job.
Were
they doing a job?
I'm not sure. So I get there. I'm in the scrapyard, and now I am lost.
Is it so great at
the scrapyard? It's so horrible. You know, for the tougher man,
yes.
I'm sure the scrapyard would not be as daunting. For yours truly, I felt like I was going to be eaten by a dragon.
Was it outskirts of town? Where was the scrap heap?
It was at the very, 17 miles away.
Oh, no, that for you, that might as well be in Georgia.
Off fabulous Ortiz Avenue, which is off of Palm Beach Boulevard, which is off of Martin Luther King Way or whatever it is.
Is it clearly marked? When you get there, does it say scrapyard or does it just sort of happen?
We have technology. I zipped right in there with my GPS. It was wonderful.
J-P-S.
And then I get in there and I stop and I don't know. It's massive. And
of
there
course.
Are massive piles and there are cranes and claws and conveyor belts and smoke and I'm scared.
You jump out of the box truck. And you say, "Hello, I'm here."
I get out like Richard Simmons. Can someone help me, please? And I get three dudes looking at me, going, "No comprendo."
Oh,
and then a guy comes over and says, "What do you have?" And I said, "I have
fear
galvanized. I have aluminum storm shutters and aluminum poles." And he takes a little tool out and he goes, "Those are not aluminum. Those are galvanized steel shutters." I'm like, "That's why I like to say galvanized steel." And I look at him and I'm like, "Oh, more money, right?" He said, "No, no." And he didn't say no, idiot, but he said, "No, no." He said, "Go drive it around. Put it in the little weigh station." Where there's this kiosk where a lady with wizened hands reaches her claws out and takes your driver's license, then dump your crap out, and then take it back and weigh it again, and then she gave me cash.
You have to unload the truck to get the cash,
said,
you have to reload it?
Once again, using the Richard Simmons voice, I said, "Is there someone who could help me unload?" And he said, "I'll send a couple of guys over." I said, "Thank you. That would be really real." Because I'm thinking, my spine is already talking to me at this particular point. And I'm here to tell you, they didn't send two guys over. They sent one guy over. And that one guy threw one shutter onto the pile and then drove away in a little mini bulldozer. So I did the whole thing myself.
And so that couldn't have been very fast that he got away.
That's when the aluminum post holder heavyweight fell out of the truck, slicing open my thigh, bleeding all over my shorts. And can we see a picture of the slice? Hey, that's nice. That's a nice slice. I get the slice.
Blood on his shorts.
Yeah, that's when I sliced my thigh. And my ankle got sliced up too. But you'll see that. I just gave it away. You'll see that in Vegas. You'll see my legs in Vegas.
Oh, have you finalized your outfit?
Well, I finalized it a month ago.
Yeah, but you said that regarding the way the election came out, it might change your outfit.
No, I finalized it. You'll be able to see it.
Good.
And then took the truck back. I weighed the truck, got my cash money, $170.
How much per pound? Do you remember?
I don't know. I have no idea.
45 cents.
45 cents. Thank you. 45
Excellent.
Cents. How did you know that?
No, that's just what Rob's been saying all week.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's what you were shooting for. Boom.
So it was back home.
Did
because
that
in the
pay for the truck or did you lose money on the whole thing?
I made money.
Attaboy. That's the way to do it. You're
I
a
made
winner.
Money and and I gave a C-note to Mrs. O'Mara for Las Vegas.
Oh, that's nice. Do you know that?
What
the
are you laughing at? It's a nice gesture.
Do you know that the C note was named after my wife?
She'll be out in Vegas, right?
She got
the right flight.
She got
the. And then it was back to home drop off the recycling bin back to the rental place, get the car back because the car was getting its windshield replaced by the windshield replacement people, and they were coming to the home. And then the skies opened up, and it poured rain. I got a call from, I'm including everything in my day.
Great.
I had a bit of a day. This is all pre-election, by the way. I got a call from the glass people, said, listen, it's raining. Do you have a garage? And if the garage is not big enough, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah. I'm like, just repair, safe light.
Send him
replace.
Over. And when he arrived, he said, yeah, probably better for me to take this back to the shop. It won't take more than 45 minutes. I said, really, with all the calibration and all that? No problem. Got back. He took it away. His truck was in my yard, in the front driveway. And then I went and got a phone call and said, sorry, we had to, the lovely call you love to get when your car is being shipped. We had to order a new part.
Oh, and, that's still no good.
Still carless in the driveway, pantsless in the studio. Everyone, that's it. Let's take a break. Sorry for monopolizing.
Sounds like a pretty good day, Mike.
Conversation. Yeah.
Right, I'm excited for 6 months from now when you find another pipe.
Yes, it's I want it somewhere.
Where will it be?
Oh, it's not going to be in the garage. You could eat off the floor in there. Yeah, but it smells like dead snake, even though the snake's alive. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun. Just one more little detail. Called Las Vegas when we come back,
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. Hey, what kind of night is it? A single, double, triple, or quad? I'm not talking about alcohol. I'm talking about Souls Out of Office Microdose THC Gummies. Did you know that you can buy hemp-derived THC products legally anywhere in the U.S. through our partner, Soul? Soul's new out-of-office gummies are perfectly microdosed with hemp-derived THC and CBD to give any day that chilling on-the-beach vibe. I had some last night. I needed them badly. Yeah. I can't believe I didn't know you could buy these products online like this. Out-of-office gummies give you that warm, fuzzy, euphoric, microdosed feeling without sending you to the moon. You can go for a jog, watch your favorite TV show, or head out to a party. Whatever, they taste amazing, and their effect is wondrous. Sometimes getting high can cause its own stress, but microdoses of THC keep me feeling good, man, without the anxious thoughts. And Soul can help with sleeplessness, anxiety, focus, and pain. And Soul's products are grown right here in the USA, organically farmed and gluten-free this holiday season. Give the gift of Soul. Head to GetSoul.com and use code TMOS for 30% off your order. That's 30% off your order using code TMOS. One last time, GetSoul.com and code TMOS for 30% off. People, Rob Spiewak, how many days till Las Vegas?
It's funny you should ask, Mike. We are down to 3 days.
We have less than 72 hours.
We are just 3 days out.
3 days.
Folks, we got three more days.
For the next 72 hours.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to our show.
3 days until a Mario steal your liver.
1, 2, 3. I said three.
Three
All right.
Canadian hunters.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, dude.
In fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi there. Time's a fleeting. You better get busy.
Mike, that is the last time you'll have to hear a countdown.
I'm very pleased about that. Josh, you are making your way. Josh, you're still in that mini. I thought you'd be in Vegas by now.
Today.
Thought you'd be there, but when are you leaving? Right after the show?
Today. Right after the show, I'm driving across.
All right, so everything's going to be under control. I'm getting a little anxiety now.
Everything's good. Everything's taken care of.
What do I need? Do I need to pack anything?
No. Your outfit.
Clothes, yeah.
My outfits, my costumes.
A razor.
You do not need to bring any of your technical stuff, just your laptop.
Okay,
so you
very good.
Sound.
Very exciting. I am looking forward to
and
that.
And I found out something great yesterday. You know, Carrie screwed up her own flight, so we're not traveling together. The four Spiewaks of Leesburg will all arrive on four separate flights. But I did find out who is going to be on my flight.
I know you did.
Jimmy Cerrito.
Jimmy Cerrito is going to be there of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, one of our dear friends who's coming out there. And he will be in Las Vegas along with a lot of our good friends. We can't wait. It's going to be so much
so
fun.
So cool.
Yes,
we have,
Josh.
People have asked, there's two questions that people keep asking.
Okay.
Tickets. It's a guest list invite, so you'll check in with your name.
You check in with your name. That's how we're doing it, and that's how we will manage it. Uh-huh.
Yep. Second question is merch. We do have merch that we'll be selling.
Yes.
You guys are bringing some up from Florida.
Yep.
And we have a new thing to unveil now, the Christmas ornament.
The Christmas ornament will be on sale for the first time in Las Vegas. And there it is.
Oh, it's
there
so
it is.
Cool.
And by the way, that's not the same size as the regular mugs. That's Christmas
your tree
ornament
would
mugs.
Fall over.
That's what it is. But we love that. We loved it. And everybody agreed that that was the best one to have. It'll look so cool. It's a little mini mug. And we'll be selling those out in Las Vegas as well, along with various different items. And we couldn't be more excited about this. Now, with Carla, occasionally, because I try to be funny, ladies and gentlemen. I really, really do. Occasionally, I will thank you. I will say to Carla, this is what I will say to Carla. I'll say, Carla, and she'll respond.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
I'm sorry. No, that's
why would
not
she
the case.
Say that? She's not even Reba McEntire.
No, I will look at Carla, and I will say to her,
"You are a blabber."
No. No, that's
no,
not
that's
true.
No, that's not what you say.
I will look at Carla and I will say,
"The power of Christ compels you."
No, I don't do
getting
that
warm.
At all.
Getting warm.
I'll say, "Listen, is there anything about my appearance or something you want to maybe mock me for?" That's literally what I do. I sacrifice myself for the good of the show. However, this is the idea, Carla.
So
came
you
out.
Troll her for those comments she makes?
I do.
Wow.
And this one, this time she didn't
broken.
Hesitate. Well, I don't put anything in her head. I said, "What about it?" The toupee comment was unsolicited. But this one, she says, "Oh, I know, I know. We should put a jar on your stage and collect." What? Oh, here she is.
Hey, that's terrific.
I said, Mike.
Why don't you look in the camera?
I said, because I've had a rough night and I'd rather not show my face.
Okay. Very good. Go ahead.
So, what I said to Mike when he asked me about his appearance is, "Mike, it's your teeth. It's always your teeth."
That's what she said. So my idea was, okay, we'll put a teeth jar on the stage at the Downtown Grand to get me new teeth.
You don't need that, Mike. Get Crest whitening strips.
No.
They actually work.
Or we could get one of those headset mics, so you just have a big mic windscreen in your face.
That'd be good. Go. Yeah.
My teeth are fine.
They are. You know, it was one of our last Vegas shows.
Oh, stop that. You know, Carla's in the doorway going, like that. Mike's
teeth. Says the woman who won't even come on the show.
Mike's teeth, everybody.
Mike, you mocked my teeth the last time we were in Vegas.
They were nasty.
But they were.
They were yellow.
They were yellow, but they are not diseased. So I got the Crest whitening strips.
Mine are not diseased either.
I think that you should try to whiten before you replace.
Well, let me explain about these choppers, okay? These George Washington teeth of
mine. Not, Mike, you've got a lovely smile.
I know. All right.
Mike.
You see, this one and this one are bonded. And the douche dentist that did it didn't match the color right.
That's
and
he's
actually
not a
did,
Fairfax dentist, is he?
No, he's not. Not this
good,
guy. The Fairfax dentist did it right.
Yeah,
how about
right,
that.
Yes,
hey, it is. The guy down here put a darker color in.
Well, he
so
was
the fake
the
ones that I can't bleach are a solid color. And then the last guy said, "Well, you should probably put some veneers in there."
Oh,
I want
no.
my. I here's what I want, Josh. I want my teeth to look like Don Jr.'s teeth. I looked at Don Jr.'s teeth last night, and they were so straight, so phony straight, piano key straight that they. But that's it. So the tip.
If you do
be,
get a dental trade, I'd like a set of Dionne Warwick choppers.
Oh, those are beautiful.
They are
those
really
are
nice.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
I love them.
So
all right,
what
very
is
good.
The jar? Is the jar going to pay for the procedure? Is that what the jar is for?
Yeah, right. Sure, that's going
to
happen.
Or to pull the teeth out and put them in.
You know
that's
what?
That's what I thought.
Hey, I'm not doing implants. I'm not like the people down here go, "He's a rock star." With that guy, like the drug addled roadie for a rock band that had all his teeth fall out.
Go to the scrapyard and get out of your car and say, "Can someone help me with my teeth?"
There you go. We'll take a break. You got something, don't you, right at the
Mike,
end?
Mike, I've got
before
beautiful
we get out of here.
Video.
All right. Last show before we fly out to Vegas, everybody, and then we'll see you there. We'll take a break. When we come back, Rob's got beautiful video for you, ladies and gentlemen, and we thank you for joining us. And come out to Vegas, even last minute if you feel like it. We'll be right back. How would you like to be the most interesting person at the holiday party?
Yeah.
Just show up with a bottle of wine from an independent winemaker with a truly unique story. I am batting 1,000 on my naked wines, and I should pay more attention to the labels and to the corks because I have not had a clunker since
They're
I started using Naked Wines. That's how good their wine selections are. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet. And I mean it. I don't think they're exaggerating. These are the finest. So you get a case of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. With our code, you can get 6 bottles for just $39.99. Naked Wines believes that a great wine is an experience that helps you connect with your friends, family, and community over a shared bottle of vino. Turn off the noise of the outside world and uncork a bottle to celebrate the little joys in life. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time, so what do you got to lose? Now is the time to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and put in our code, that's TMOS, for both the code and password, and you'll get 6 bottles of wine for $39.99. Shipping included. That's nakedwines.com/TMOS and code TMOS for 6 bottles, $39.99. Buddy, have a drink.
Hey, that's like it. Some beautiful video.
Music loving,
beautiful
Charlie
video. Take it away, Rob.
On WKYC.
Mike, as your wife, I know your wife runs a popular salon down there
yes.
in Florida. Has she ever had trouble with wildlife?
Not to the, you know, well, maybe the guy in the shop a couple of doors down, but other than
no,
that,
no, I'm talking
really
about
bad.
Legitimate wildlife, like this salon that through the storefront window, a deer jumped through the glass and then barricaded himself in the bathroom. This is the police getting the deer out of the bathroom, and deer are scary because they're powerful and they're bigger than you think. This is a little guy, but I still wouldn't mess with him.
Since when did we become deer wranglers?
Ooh, I think he's ready too.
So all the right, deer's behind the door.
Yeah, in the bathroom.
Come on, go.
You just crack it
go.
Open.
Go.
What do you mean crack it open?
Last time he cracked it open, he kicked it back.
Come on.
Y'all ready?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Here we go. Push the door open. Oh, it's a buck. Yeah. Oh, my God, it's a dangerous creature. Oh, poor little guy. There you go.
There we go.
Hey. But still, I would hate to have to deal with that. I do not like deer.
Nice That's clean crazy. House.
Well, no, it was a salon.
The deer.
Oh, a salon. All right. Oh, okay.
And
so
also, I think the deer
might
have messed it up when he jumped through the
glass
window.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
He cluttered it.
I wasn't paying enough attention.
Mike, you know, yesterday was a big news day, maybe the biggest news day in years, what with the election and all.
Absolutely.
And that's why the Boston CBS affiliate drove out to New Hampshire because they found someone who was named Kamala Harris.
Oh, that's Harris? Exciting.
So she may not be the vice president, but would you believe she's an undecided voter? Does your namesake play a factor at all here?
I feel like it'd be really, really silly just to vote for somebody because they have my name without doing any research or knowing what they stand for.
If a name is not enough, how does someone get Kamala Harris's vote?
I'm the cutest little handsome baby ever.
What an idiot.
That's up for debate. Like, I'm sorry, that was terrible.
She is an undecided voter.
Undecided voter, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, well, welcome to the club. Everybody was an undecided voter yesterday. Come on, let's go.
Mike, Florida is where you live, and
yes.
Florida is where a lot of news happens, especially this restaurant. I think that you actually, you couldn't drive a golf cart to a restaurant where you live, right? You use your golf cart on the course.
I don't have a golf cart anymore.
When you had one is what I meant.
When I had one, it would be probably illegal. I have seen them on the sidewalk in front of my community. Okay. I'm not quite sure. A lot of people play fast and loose with that, so yeah. I'm not really sure.
Just be careful when you go to the restaurant and you're parking.
Patio pain when a woman driving a golf cart crashed into a crowd dining at a Florida restaurant.
Oh, my God.
People were struck and trapped right under the golf cart.
They were. Seven's Olivia's
this guy.
I know that guy, right?
Surveillance video captures a golf cart squeezing its way up a ramp and into a dining area.
My favorite thing about that is that he had to squeeze up a ramp to do it. It wasn't just like, you know, a bad turn. He meant, or she meant to go in.
That's... I think it was a lady. I think it was a lady. And you know what she said when she hit that table?
What?
Make America great again. Sorry, I had to get one in. I am a comedian. That is my life.
Yeah.
That's FML. FML, really. God.
Mike, at least you don't have the name Kamala Harris, and you have to deal with that.
Okay. Very exciting.
Let's close with this. We already had the deer. What about a pig? Do you know anyone who has a pet pig?
Estelle, you pig, you.
No, but the pot-bellied pigs that were so popular.
Carla has expressed a desire over the many years we've been together to acquire a pig, and I have always said no.
Mm-hmm. Well, she has a type. But this is a this is a family that stored the beer.
Is that directed at the pugs or at me?
I don't know.
Just move on, please.
We're tired.
Thank you.
All very right. Tired. Strawberry the pig, Mike.
Strawberry.
Strawberry.
A little strawberry the pig.
Well, Strawberry the pig is a pretty big pig, and Strawberry found the beer that was left over from 4th of July, and Strawberry helped herself to the beer.
Oh, Strawberry's wasted.
Yeah, when do you see Strawberry try to walk?
More. There's three more back here.
Empty beer cans.
Wow. Strawberry. Strawberry.
What did you do?
Strawberry. Come on. Oh, he's not.
Watch Strawberry walk. Not so great.
Strawberry is loaded.
Oh, Strawberry.
Oh, Strawberry. If you want to see what I'll be looking like when I'm walking out of the casino, absolutely what it's going to look like, ladies and gentlemen.
And you'll also climb into a box, just like Strawberry.
Strawberry. That's it. We got to get out of here. The next time you hear us or see us, we'll be in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we are excited about having you out there. We will be at the Downtown Grand Hotel, Las Vegas, Nevada, all weekend long. It's the TMOS reunion weekend, and we could not be more excited. Josh, get in your car and go to Las Vegas, please.
And remember
you interrupted him. You interrupted him again. All right, hold on. What did you say?
It's happening soon. I'm getting on the road next hour.
Okay, that wasn't worth stopping the show for, but that's all right. Go ahead, Rob. What?
Remember the ground rules. Do not make eye contact with Mike.
Stop. Shut up, please.
Don't look at his teeth.
Strawberry.
Wooden. That's quality ivory. Anyway, we got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Did you know that Mike shot the elephant that made his teeth?
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You've got to remember that these are just simple farmers. These are people of the land. You know.